Now we'll go on to old business, please.
That would be case number 10,863, Charles and Patricia Lamke. This was in Cape Windsor on Tyler Avenue. This was a variance from the maximum height requirements. This was the solar panels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thanks.
You know, kind of the way I look at this one, either you want solar panels or you want a deck. You know, and you can't necessarily have both.
Right.
It's kind of a shame he's already spent the money.
Yeah, because I went down and looked at it. But if you take it down 3 feet, you're still going to have it there, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he would have to, it's still going to be there. But I wouldn't need to look at it. Really.
Well, I mean, certainly those panels could have been put on the roof and lower.
Right.
You know, but he wanted a shaded roof.
What?
A shaded roof, obviously.
Well, if you could look at it that way, I guess you could. Yeah, well, you could look at it like that. But
otherwise, why would you raise it so high?
But if you put it down, you're still going to have the same way. If you take it down 3 feet, you still got the shaded roof. If you take it down 4 feet, you still got the same.
No. I mean, the deck. I mean, he's got a. It's obvious there's a deck up there for, you know, like a patio or a deck area.
There's a couple of chairs and bamboo or whatever, yeah.
Right.
But you're still going to, I mean, the only thing different is if you take down 3 feet instead of standing up now, you're just going to have to squat down. You're still going to have the same animal, really, right?
It's going to be within the...
I mean, that's how I look at it,
yeah,
right?
I was up there today. I physically walked up to the top and looked at it. No one was there. And it's a very nice area. You can see the chair backs in the picture. There's a table and 6-8 chairs around it. There's a barbecue. And if you lower it 3 feet, you'll have to duck your head on the low side to walk around in there. Every time you come to the low end of one of the, you have to duck.
Right.
And if you lower it 3 feet, it's still going to be visible from the street. It's not going to make any difference as far as it looks. It's not a pretty thing, but if you look at the house to the left of it, they have a widow's walk and
Holly
house up there, and right. The house to the right of it, just across the canal, also has a an area like that. So I don't think it's something that is going to change if we make him lower it. And there's 10 poles that would have to be cut and lowered, and they're like 8x8 aluminum. I don't know how they go about doing it. They have to disassemble it, I would guess. So I don't think it's something that I would be in favor of turning down.
Nope. Mr. Workman. I think I agree with you. I think he was wrong how he did it, but 3 feet, nobody's going to notice 3 feet. I mean, it's there. I have no problem with that. I mean, I think he went around it the wrong way.
Right.
He was checking it more, but 3 feet, you're not going to notice that. I mean, still, things still there.
Still going to be there. So still going to be there. Just
still getting shade on the building and everything else.
Still going to have those fixed things.
I don't see anything. I'm in favor of it.
Mr. Hudson?
Well, I guess I'm different or whatever, but you got a 45-foot wide lot and 120 feet long. And personally, Cape Windsor to me is, what started out as mobile home lots, they've got, you know, rightfully, you know, so the homeowner can build whatever he wants to. He ought to be able, you know, they fill the lots up down there. Looks to me like you ought to be able to at least meet the height requirement, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
That's fine.
So I'm not in favor of it.
Mr. Mills?
Well, obviously the folks that were in opposition feel differently than the fact that it will have, there is a problem with it with them. And they made a very important point that, you know, he was granted in 2002 a variance for deck area. Already, I don't see where he meets the standards.
Okay.
Don, I think I did ask that lady that question. You think you knew 3 feet?
She said no.
She said no. But they didn't go by the rules. So, I mean, she probably knew 3 feet or not. So.
Well, her point was he'd already, you know, gotten a variance before, and now he wants another variance. And obviously, he knew the requirements and the rules that you got to apply before. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not for it.
All right, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion on it, we've all had, and if you're ready to vote, then Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10863, as I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. Many, many variances have been granted in that development, and it's a minimum variance to make reasonable use of the property.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10863. John will do it by roll call vote, too. Mr. McCabe, I'm going to do it by roll call vote.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Calloway? Yes. By a vote of 3 in favor and 2 opposed, case number 10863 is approved. Okay. Now I got one other thing, I guess. That's all the cases. Did everybody receive their packets that were sent out by Susan? You did? Okay. So after you had, did you get up? She sent out, did you get one?
They said it.
From Rick, to me.
I mean, from Rick, rather. I'm sorry, from Rick.
Oh, yeah, Rick. On Del Rossi, yeah. And yes.
Yeah, well, she mailed it all to you. I'm sorry, I didn't want to take that away from Rick. But Susan mailed that anyway. I just want to make sure everybody got them. If you get a chance, you look them over.
And
we bring it up maybe to our next meeting. You know, when we want to put it back, is that what the intent is? On Del Rossi.
Oh, Bay City.
Yeah, you know, Bay City. So if I could take a chance and, you know, get to...
Both Bay Cities.
Yeah, to take a look at them, and then we'll, Susan and I, then we'll schedule it after you've had a chance to read them.
See,
I just got mine.
I see where Jess Soup is on the agenda.
Jess Soup's on next meeting, the 7th.
But what about Harmon? Still waiting for a survey on
that? Waiting for a survey
on that one. Okay, we just want to make sure, and we'll thank you then for getting them out to us, and then we'll maybe we talk it over by our next meeting when we want to set it up. Okay. That being it then. That being nothing else.
Nothing else.
Then we're open for adjournment.
So move.
Have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.